This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Odyssey app and use the Coming In hotline. It's right next to the Listen Live button when you favorite the fan. It's easy. And you get it in, it's a snippet, and then you can go ahead and do it. Don't cuss, because we're just not going to play it on the air. So don't be cussing.
Also, be good.
Yeah, don't be good
just,
too.
Don't just, there's a few of you out there that just go on there to say things, I don't want to listen to you just talk about your life.
Yeah, I'm not the one who gets them first. Owen gets them first. You got to go through Owen. Yeah.
Be good.
There was a radio show host who once said, have a take and don't suck.
That's right.
Oh, that's good. We should use that.
Yeah, we should do that. That should be our catchphrase.
There is not a day that goes by where I don't hear now the main thing is the main thing from somebody. So yep. I don't know if it's something that we
just didn't notice.
Yeah, we didn't notice. Or if now there's a proliferation where people who don't have a lot of interesting things to say to begin with have now defaulted to that because they've heard it.
Yes. Well, you're saying that Deshaun Watson and all those guys aren't interesting to say?
Oh, I think they are the least interesting people during their press conferences. And so you're going to default to something even less interesting.
I think some Browns fans were pretty damn interested in that press conference yesterday. I disagree with you.
You think Deshaun Watson's press conferences are that interesting?
Right now, I think they're must-listen.
The only reason that yesterday was a must-listen is because we wanted an answer.
Damn it, I'm trying to talk Guardians.
He kind of talked into his way into confusing people even more on that play.
Yeah, and that's why they're must-listen.
But I don't
Damn it, I'm trying to talk Guardians, but he doesn't just say what probably could be said is where, hey, man, Mr. Reed there, whatever. Like, it happens.
I mean, I think
it does happen. Things happen all the time.
I think you're mostly getting cliches out of the guy. When he was flat out asked specifically about something.
Saying the things are decoys and that he doesn't care what the fans think about him is not cliche.
I think Deshaun Watson has been a cliche machine since he has been in Cleveland.
There's been a lot of them, yes. But I just totally disagree with you. I think it's must listen.
You think he has given you a lot of relatable or interesting or funny or poignant conversations in the press conference? I think he's given you the exact opposite of that stuff.
But,
and just yesterday, because he couldn't explain the play very well. In fact, he even confused people that even more so on some of the stuff he was saying. That he almost fell backwards into. But I'm talking interesting. You know, right now, like David Njoku, he is interesting when he talks. Myles Garrett is interesting when he talks. I don't think anybody's using the term interesting to describe anything you're getting from Watson right now.
I just totally disagree because of the subject matter.
Tell me all the interesting things you've heard from Deshaun Watson.
I just told you what he said yesterday.
No, yeah, but that,
I'm not getting in a fight with you over him.
That
Fine.
Was more of a screw-up.
Yeah, you win. I don't care.
That wasn't a...
But if it's a screw-up, you can't say it's not interesting.
Haven't you yourself said that Deshaun
we
has
a... We got 40 solid minutes out of him calling a guy a decoy. Don't tell me what he said. It wasn't interesting. It was interesting stuff.
I think he fell back asswards into something interesting because he couldn't communicate.
So many things
and so
happen
is,
when they fall back asswards into something
you
interesting.
You haven't... Kind of agreed with me that he has had a lot of trouble trying to talk to Browns fans and being a normal human being.
Yeah, of course.
That's all I'm talking about.
That in itself is interesting. But we're splitting hairs.
I think you're just trying to win an argument right now, and you're not.
I wasn't even trying to have the argument, Anthony.
Right. That's why
Jesus.
You started disagreeing with me loudly felt like you needed to back it up.
I don't need
when
to back
you've
anything
agreed,
up.
You've agreed
why,
with me.
Why are you arguing with me? Why am I all of a sudden getting the third degree over here?
Because you've agreed with me that he's been a cliche machine, and then all of a sudden today, no, he's really interesting.
No, I said he's been interesting. Those things that he's had to say over the last couple, when he's sitting there dropping F-bombs in a press conference about not caring what people think about it. Yeah, you know what? That's pretty interesting stuff. That's interesting. excuse me for being interested in what the quarterback had to say or not say. Lord almighty. Why am I getting yelled at?
You're not. It's just you've agreed with me all the time.
I wanted to talk about the Guardians.
You felt he was a poor messenger for a lot of the stuff that was going on. And then now you're making it sound like he's must listen. I don't think he is.
I disagree.
I think he's been kind of boring.
I need to hear answers.
I think as a leader of a team and a quarterback, I think part of the problem that a lot of people have had with Deshaun is they aren't grasped. Like Baker, okay? Baker was controversial, but he was interesting. I don't think you're getting interesting out of Deshaun very often at all.
Okay. You win. For the sake of moving on. Man, I'm interested in hearing the answers that he has to give. It's interesting. Can we go over the by the way, the previous audio was brought to you by Bally Sports. Do we have the audio here again? Can we reset this, please? Please, Owen.
No, you wallow in this.
No, I don't want to wallow in this.
Here's the bunt.
Thank you.
Valley's
Thank
Cleveland.
You.
Little bunt attempt. Heron grabs it, fires it. Not in time, and that'll be the first hit of the night, and listen to the boos.
I'm sorry, the disgust in his voice. I had to think about it. I was perplexed yesterday and this morning before I got it. And honestly, even at 6 o'clock, I was still like, which way do I want to go with this? Because I know if it happened to us and it kind of sucks, but if I was on the other team or if I was a fan of like the Reds, God forbid, Judas Priest, if I were a fan of the Reds, I would be wanting to wreck it because I want to win no matter what. And honestly, if I were a fan of the Reds, now you brought this up too, I would be really upset about what they did with the Cincinnati and Kentucky AI stuff. I'm not upset as a fan of the Guardians, and I'm not even upset as a person who was hoodwinked by that, and very publicly so. But if I were a Reds fan, I would have been upset with that, and I would have been trying to stick it to them no matter what. It's very petty, but it's true. I do believe, though, that you're down 2-0. I don't believe that there's any unwritten rules against laying down a bunt to try to get back into this baseball game that you're technically already into.
Maybe because they're unwritten. I have nothing to refer to, but my whole life, bunting to get out of either a perfect game or no-hitter was always seen as the coward's way out.
But life has changed. Life has changed since then.
It's also the leadoff guy who's a lefty going against a lefty pitcher. He does not, that's not a great matchup for the batter. He's the leadoff guy. But if there's a guy you think's going to bunt for the team, it's probably the leadoff guy, right?
I don't understand, though, and you're right about this, Owen, but I also don't understand, though, like when you bring up unwritten rules, okay, they're not written down, so none of us can really refer to any of them, but let me go with you a step further. Did you or did you not support pimping home runs?
Yes, always.
Because my answer was, if you want to sit there and tell me not to show up the pitcher, have the pitcher throw better pitches, or you can go out there and be ahead.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Hunter, if you want to. People weren't pimping home runs off of Bob Gibson. They knew he'd probably walk off the mound and try to fist fight you right there. So you can go ahead and do whatever you want to, but if you give up a home run and that guy decides that he's going to pip that home run and do the Jose Bautista and throw the bat into the third row, basically, go right on ahead. Okay, well, I can't just pick and choose unwritten rules. They either all go out the window or they all stay because we don't know what they are. So I can't pick and choose unwritten rules when they're not written down.
Yeah, this one feels different, though. This one feels like when history is on the line, especially, I mean, Reds are going nowhere. Their wins and losses don't matter to even Reds fans right now. They don't care. They've been so humiliated anyway. They've been swept 11 times now on the season. It's been a total disappointment. They fired their manager. And I don't know, do you want, if you're a Reds fan, do you want to see somebody like that? So who was it that broke it up? Was it TJ Friedl?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know, he's 29 years old. He's barely played, you know, in the majors. But do you want to see guys like that working on their bunting, or would you like to see them? Would you like to see them
working on anything?
And if you had your choice, would you rather see your guy break up a no-hitter with a bunt or with a hit?
Oh, you'd rather see him break it up with a hit,
right?
Because I think people.
So
people
who's celebrating breaking it up with a bunt?
I don't think anybody's celebrating anything.
Option.
They aren't celebrating anything. But I want my favorite team to try to win. They're paid professionals, and their job is to try to win the baseball game and be entertaining while doing it. Well, here we are. We're pretty entertained by all this. And it wasn't if we were even going to go past the unwritten rules of it, it wasn't even a single man like Tanner Bibee's out there working in the seventh perfect game. They were on the fifth pitcher, the Guardians were. I think it's if they would have completed a perfect game, it would have been a conversation. It wouldn't have been celebrated. It wouldn't have led sport. I don't think it would have led SportsCenter. I haven't watched SportsCenter in a while, so I can't even reference that. It wouldn't have led SportsCenter. It's a novelty if there's a bunch of pitchers that contribute to a perfect game. If it were a Len Barker-style perfect game, I might be a little bit irritated. But also, it's a 2-0 game. And they're trying to win. They're professionals, and their day is going to be better if they try to win. The only thing they have left to do is to try to win at the end of the season. You don't want to just go out there and get rolled over and let the other team do it. You do have your personal pride as a competitor, do you not?
That's the thing. I think personal pride goes out the window when your team is not in the hunt and you're not out there swinging away. I think if you have to try
to... But you've never had personal pride, so I can't really...
If you have to bunt in that situation... I mean, you heard the fans. You heard how disgusted Matt Underwood was. Those are all baseball fans. Those are all diehards going to a game on, you know, a random Wednesday. Those are baseball diehards. Those are people that they grew up thinking that if you bunt to break up a no-hitter or a perfect game...
Wait a minute. There's 25,800 people that game. They're all hardcore Bob Okrent. Dan Okrent,
season ticket holders. Yeah.
It was said 25,000.
Ridiculous.
It was probably half that yesterday.
Yeah. That is so ridiculous.
If you think there were 25,000 people there, you need to get your eyes checked.
That was the announcement.
They're all just going. That's the unwritten rule, guys.
You can hear it. I mean, listen to the booze.
I saw the attendance.
Have ears. Listen to it.
I saw the attendance at the stadium every bit as clearly as Deshaun Watson sees the field. There were 25,800 people at the ballpark last night. Of course they booed. It's a novelty. They would have got to see a perfect game by all the Guardians pitchers. So, yeah, of course they boo. They're fans. We boo. It's what we do.
Put yourself into a Reds
perspective. You're trying to win a baseball game.
Going forward.
It was 2-0.
You think that's the way that all the no-hitters should be broken up?
Not all of them.
Which ones, then? Explain to me which ones.
I don't think that Josh Naylor should go up there and try to lay down a bunt, Anthony. I don't think that you're taking this and taking it to a really kind of a dumb level. As I don't think that guys who can't bunt should try to bunt to break up a no-hitter. That's silly. But if you're good at bunting and it's a 2-0 game and you're a professional trying to either pad a stat, which they do, try to win a game, which they're paid to try to do, and you have personal pride, which they're all supposed to have, yeah, lay down a bunt. It's 2-0. You're trying to get back in the game. And by the way, the guy scored later in the inning. It was 2-1 at the end of the inning.
While Tito was our manager, all people did was get upset anytime he had somebody bunting. And that wasn't even a break up a no-hitter or perfect game.
But now you're arguing bunting, not in the situation.
But that's what I'm saying. If it was, and we've always known, let's not act like we don't have the commonality of understanding how baseball has worked all these years, that we don't want bunting to try to make that mistake.
Just because we have commonability
but
doesn't mean you can conflate the argument about breaking up a perfect game.
Hold on. Now when Tito was managing, we didn't like bunting under any circumstances, but now we especially love bunting when it's against us, when a no-hitter or perfect game is on the line.
I don't love it.
I think that's absurd.
I don't love it. I never said I loved it. I defend the reason for doing it because it's a 2-0 baseball game and they were trying to get back into it. That's what I defend. I don't love it. I'm making a defense of the reason behind it.
I didn't think it was cheap. For a Reds team that their season is over, it's not like there were a bunch of Reds fans in attendance last night.
All you're making an argument on is the way you think things should be instead of the way things are. I'm giving you the way things are.
Should I be making an argument for the way Ken Carman thinks it should be?
Why?
Who else am I supposed to make an argument for?
Well, I'm just pointing out that I think your argument is
I understand you
not
don't
very
agree,
good.
Or else you wouldn't be arguing with me.
Well, clearly.
This is this segment of
arguments.
Thank you
very much for bringing it right down to its bare bones.
I appreciate that.
Very good.
All I'm saying is we can't act like our whole lives. That has not been the coward's way out. But today, Ken Carman seems happy that it was broken up by a bunt.
I'm not happy. I'm happy that the Guardians still won the game. I'm happy that Jose Ramirez
hit
a home run of consequence later on. I'm happy that he's two away now from 40 in a 40-40 season, right? Two home runs away now?
Yep.
from a 40-40 year, and he's got a series to do it. Oh, man, you got to get over to the Guardians game this weekend here and watch that chance. That's what I'm happy about. I'm not happy about this. And also, it wasn't a history type of thing. It would have been a footnote, yes.
Well, that is
but
a question.
It wasn't Len Barker. It was the day that five or six or whatever Guardians pitchers came together and threw a perfect game.
Nothing's ever going to be Len Barker. But I do wonder if fans even care anymore about no-hitters in general.
I think they do.
If obviously, those fans did care. Those fans that were watching that were disgusted and were booing, Matt Underwood cared. But I do wonder the combined no-hitter compared to just one player, which seems like a thing of the past, a relic from another era.
Boil down the rice. You thought it was cheap. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. It was 100% cheap.
Do you agree with Tone? 216-474-0092. After we're done taking our personal shots at each other, did you think it was cheap? I don't. I thought they were trying to get back into the ballgame as 2-0. 216-474-0092. Lima says they should just lay down because they were beaten already in the game and they should have no pride. I'm not getting your words wrong, right? Let's just make sure before we go to break. Got it all right.
Yeah, good. It was cowardly way out.
Okay, calls them cowards.